Last night, Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Last night was Halloween. Mm-hmm.
My favorite night of the year. I love Halloween.
To stay in and watch movies and not do anything.
I watched Nigel Bock trilogy night.
Oh, okay.
So I watched all of Nigel Bock's movies.
All the
Bad Ben movies. I got through like six. So that was my whole day, was scary. And we jumped a couple of times at Bad Ben, and he's good at, you know, jumping out and there's a clown face. So
right.
That's fun. But I didn't buy any candy because there's a pandemic.
Yeah, right. There shouldn't be people. It shouldn't be strangers coming to your door, and where you live, nobody wears any masks. So you don't want somebody with no mask and their whole family that has no mask coming to your door and being like, hi, here's COVID. Okay. Trick or treat.
So last year, it was not COVID, and I still didn't hand out candy. What I do is I turn off all the lights and I hide.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's the thing I don't like about Halloween. You're going to come to my house and want me to give you my candy? No. That's not cool. That's my candy.
Well, it's kind of what Halloween is. I mean, a lot of people do like to participate. But the point is, if I'm a mom and I'm driving around or walking around with my kids and everyone's in costume, it's obvious what houses are celebrating. Mm-hmm. They're all lit up. The porch light's on. The lights in the house are on. There's decorations. Sometimes the door is even open and just the screen door is there. It's really obvious which houses are participating in Halloween and happy to see your costume and give you candy. It's also equally as obvious which houses are basically telling you, F, leave us alone. We have no interest.
Go away. I live at the end of the road, so you have to walk to my house from all the other houses. It's not real close. So I had no lights on, no lights in the front of the house, no porch lights, no lights on inside the house. It was completely dark. Because I had no candy. I mean, if you wanted candy, I'm sorry. I got none. I didn't even buy any. So at some point during my Nigel Bock marathon, I was watching all the Nigel Bock movies in the dark, by the way, because I didn't want anybody to see.
Because you were hiding from the neighbors. Uh-huh.
Right. So these, I don't know, four families, I guess. I sent you the video. It looked like four different families walking around the neighborhood, walk up to my door, and they didn't hit the doorbell once. They hit the doorbell like 12 times.
Yeah, 12. I counted 12 times.
There's one. There's two.
Okay.
So that's one kid hitting the doorbell. Here comes another kid. There's my dogs.
He's still hitting the doorbell.
Still ringing the doorbell. Oh, there's another kid.
And then an adult walks up, and the adult starts ringing the doorbell.
Is that not the most insane thing ever?
It's so insane. It just shows, you know, people are stupid. Like, I don't understand how adults would bring children up to a house that's completely pitch black and ring the doorbell 12 times.
When it's dark and you can hear the dogs going insane.
No, they're obviously not home. Here's what I say. Here's what you should have done. This is the one and only time I give you permission to come to the door completely naked. No towel, nothing, just naked, and open the door and go, what?
And I guarantee if I did that, those kids would never ring another doorbell their whole life. They would be in therapy from that point on, going, oh, I fear doors.
That's what I would have done. I would have taken my clothes off. I would have made sure my boyfriend was also naked, and we both would have come to the door and just screamed, what?
Holding a cat in each hand.
Right?
What? Yeah, I'm sitting there going, what the hell are they doing? If you're a parent, you go, stop it. Hey, little girl, stop it. Only ring once. They don't come to the door. We move. Did they do that to all the homes in the neighborhood? They had to.
The bizarre thing was that after the kids kept ringing the doorbell, the mom finally stopped one of the kids from ringing the doorbell. And then the dad comes over and he starts ringing the doorbell. It's like, first of all, I hate that man thing that, like, I do that. Like, if I'm in an elevator and I push the elevator button and it's obviously on, a man will walk up and push the elevator button again, like, oh, I'm too fragile to push an elevator button by myself. Thank God you came by, Mr. Man. It's like, don't you see the light on? Don't you see that I've already pushed the button? Like, what? Don't you know how elevators work? Same thing here with your doorbell. Like, the woman had pushed it a bunch of times. Three different kids pushed the doorbell. At that point, you were up to 9. And then the man walks up and hits your doorbell 3 more times.
I blame Disney because I think every guy in the back of his mind thinks all women are looking for the knight in shining armor to come and fix things and make things better. So
he was gonna make candy appear because he has a penis. Somehow
because he could hit the button a little bit different than the other people hit the button, and maybe if he hit it squarely in the middle, then apparently I would show up and give them my candy.
I'm so mad that you didn't call me while that was happening. I would have said, take your clothes off now. Get completely naked.
Grab a cat.
Grab both cats and open that door and just scream, what?
There's no candy here. I've eaten it all. You're not supposed to be trick-or-treating. It's COVID.
And then turn around, bend over, and drop a cat.
Right. Yeah, and how many masks did you see out of that whole crowd?
0. Not and that's the crazy thing. Even the kids were in costume, and they didn't even have costumes with masks. They were wearing, like, cowboy hats, and one of them had, like, some stupid thing coming out of her head. But not one mask. Not one mask and, going door to door.
And you can't tell me that's a family that all lives together in the same house. Those are friends of friends that are hanging around each other, not 6 feet, not wearing masks. That right there is the reason why we're going to have Songbird and the COVID's going to be around until 2024 right there.
Yeah, it's I got to tell you, it's weird because last night, Halloween night in New York City, usually it is party city because not only do I live in a neighborhood where there's a lot of families and you see a lot of kids usually trick-or-treating, but I also live near 3 different big dorms, one NYU dorm, one Baruch College dorm, and one School of Visual Arts dorm. And the kids come out and they party like every single year. There's kids out there in costumes and they're drunk and they're partying on their roofs. Last night we looked out the window, it was dead. It was like the beginning of the pandemic. The streets were 11 o'clock at night. The streets were empty. It was so bizarre. Like, my boyfriend Joe, he even said, like, come to the window. I was like, what? Thinking, like, someone's naked or something exciting to see. He's like, look. And, I mean, there were hardly any cars. There was nobody out there. It was, I mean, talk about creepy Halloween. That was really surprising.
Yeah, nobody came to your house, huh?
No, well, my building is very organized. What they do is they usually do this thing. I think I've told you this before. They usually do this thing where if you want to participate in Halloween, they give you streamers to hang on your door. So that way when the kids come around, it's like Passover. They go from door to door and they see the ones that have the streamers are the ones that are doors you can knock on. This year, an email went around and said, no trick-or-treating allowed, but the building will have... They had these big, they were so cute, actually. They had these big, giant bags that looked like pumpkins, but they were bags instead of like a plastic pumpkin. Hmm. It was really cute. And they were full of candy and toys and all kinds of things. And they said, if you're trick-or-treating or if you want your kid to have something, come to the front desk. We will be social distancing, but handing you a bag of goodies and treats. Mm-hmm. So they did have stuff for the kids in the building, at least.
Well, because they probably charge you for maintenance, and that includes Halloween candy.
I paid for that. Yeah, I paid. I paid about $800 this month for that candy.
You should have walked down there and went, I'm taking my bag.
I bet there was an iPad in there.
I've taken one bag for me and one for my boyfriend, Joe.